I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the ring!
3 wide to the right, 1 wide to the left. Mahomes over the middle. Cut Tyreek Hill up to 45. Angling right, 40, 35, Cheetah, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, a 64-yard touchdown!
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill.
36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Hey, credit where credit's due. Shout out to the Cuts, Mac. I appreciate it. But NFL, you got to go to Good Morning Football.
They're doing a great job this morning.
Channel 310. Kyle Brandt is a referee. He even had the Microsoft like visual replay in the middle of Times Square throwing flags on traffic. Manti Te'o was Troy Polamalu, and right, that was perfect.
Fantastic.
I forget what her name is, but she does. She's
Jamie
like,
Erdahl.
Yeah, she is the Colts daughter of Jamie Erdahl.
Yeah, she's the owner of the Colts.
Oh, looks great. Yeah. And then what's her face?
Sheree Burris, right?
She's Pam Oliver.
Pam Oliver.
They nailed it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. That's happy Halloween, baby.
I love it.
Love this holiday.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys on TV this morning.
Bob, see
what they do.
Chief Cheffers.
Yeah, I am Chief Cheffer. Yes, yeah. That's right. I'm the Captain Cheefer today.
Hell yeah, you are.
I miss our anti-Cheefer drop too. I wish we still had that button, yeah, man. Boy, anti-Cheefer. Yeah, I'm Carl Cheefer.
Yeah, Carl Cheefer.
Yeah.
Is it official? Is he the referee in this
game? I think
game?
So, right?
Is Carl Cheefer ref in the game?
I thought Cheefer's I saw some, like,
oh, yeah, get that soundbite of him crying up there.
Oh, I have that.
Do you have
sure
that ready to go?
I mean, I don't have it ready to go, Bob, but I have it.
I thought maybe you had it ready to go. You're like, I got it. The way you said it, you're like, oh, I got it.
I'm always confident. I think. Let's see here. That's not.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not Carl Cheefer.
No, but it is, man, is it? It is awesome. Let's see here. Carl, that's how you spell it.
Yeah. C, yeah.
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah, no, with a C.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, 913-586-7965. I want to ask this question because I thought about this on the drive-in, and I thought about it a little bit yesterday, kind of just waiting for the NFL game to start last night, and the question that came into my mind after thinking about everything in this game Is this, and again, maybe I'm too arrogant and I've told people to, you know, kind of maintain your confidence, which is fine because of the teams you played aren't really like ones that stand out on paper, but the one this week does. Is this the less worried you've been about a Chiefs versus Bills game? The reason I ask is because does this team being as equally good on both sides of the football for maybe one of the first times in a while in this Andy Reid era, maybe the first time ever they've been this balanced on both sides of the ball at this point in the season, mm-hmm. does that do it for you? Does that make you less worried? And the reason I go off this is because of you, text line and listeners, and it's not a shot, but a lot of people are saying, I just don't see how Buffalo can stay in this game. I don't see how the Chiefs don't blow them out. I've watched some Buffalo games, kind of like if you're a Mizzou fan, you kind of keep your eye on KU games, or if you're a KU game, you keep your eye a little bit on the Mizzou game because mm-hmm. you want to be able to like talk that smack whenever that game does happen or whenever it used to happen. Ask Harrington who KU's roster is. I bet he could tell you six players, couldn't tell you one. You look at the other thing, or are you less worried because it's the offensive firepower that you have seen the last three games where it's 30-30, you know, 28, damn near 30. In fact, in their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 37, 28, 30, 31, 28. There's offensive firepower there. Or is it the fact that you have seen this defense and you're like, you know what? This defense is actually pretty solid. I trust this defense. It stops people. 7 points, 0 points, 17 points. In fact, we heard the quote on Monday night, the Chiefs in the last 10 quarters have only allowed 14 points. Is mm-hmm. that reason to give you more confidence in this game? Or could this finally be the year? Buffalo's done it once. Nobody's done it since. Is this the year where it's like, damn, dude, the Chiefs are just continuing to go on their way. They blew out Buffalo in this game, and Buffalo is now back down a peg because they're not the leaders of their division. New England has arrived. Kansas City has blown them out. Or are you still in the mode as half the other people? Are you still kind of like, Dusty, I don't care what you're saying. I don't know that you're rambling about, but I'm still always going to be that guy on the edge of my seat every single time this game is played because this game absolutely makes me nervous and it will not change no matter what this offense has or what this defense has shown, no matter what Buffalo has shown. But I ask you, Bob, you, Mac, you text line 913-586-7965. Is this the less worried you've been
least.
About a, yeah, or least worried about a Chiefs-Bills game?
There's no foul in the play for blocking the back.
There he is.
Timeout.
You're asking the wrong person that question. You know how I am. I don't get worried about these things, right? And the reason I'm going in and I'm calm about this thing, number one, is because we're the Chiefs. And number two is because this is what we've been waiting for since July of 2024 from an offensive standpoint. We have got it back on offense right now. And I'm in that mindset and I'm in that mode where I was 19, 20, 21, 22. I don't care who the opponent is right now because it ain't about them. It's about us, and it's about what we're going to do, and it's about the offensive firepower that we have, and it's about the stout defense that we have. And I like being back in that mindset. And you can call it arrogant. You can call it, you know, hyperbolic. You can call it whatever you want. But for me, it's reality. And the reality is we're finally back to that level where we're just better than everybody else on all sides of the ball.
Maybe not
all
special teams.
Phases of the game. Well, yeah, we could talk about the kicker and the special teams and Jack Cochran. My God, the only reason we know his name is because of all the penalties that guy's
had.
He
got an interception
that
game
the other night. Yeah, but
still, completely redeemed yourself.
No, he did not. Yeah, but those penalties on special teams do hurt, man. Those
they suck, dude.
They suck. And they always come
return.
At the wrong
every
time.
Kick
every time there's a penalty.
Hey, look, Remigio took it back to the 45.
Nice.
Holding 43.
Jack Cochran. Yeah, like seriously though, like those penalties will hurt you this week against a good Buffalo team. But I am like, that's when you know you're a good team, when you're not that concerned with the opponent. You're more concerned with you doing what you need to do, because we've said now for how many weeks, the only team that can beat the Chiefs are the Chiefs. And if they don't beat themselves, there is no team in the NFL that can go toe-to-toe and beat them right now. So that means no penalties, no turnovers, right? Now, I'm not saying no penalties. You can have a couple of penalties here or there. You don't have those costly
can't
Jack Cochran
13.
Penalties. You can't have 13. No, you can't have more than 5 penalties in this game, right? And they also have to be those penalties that really don't impact you, like they were talking about in the game last night a little bit, those pre-snap penalties. You saw Mike McDaniel last night, like in the first quarter of that game, he wanted to go on the field and fight that lineman last night. And then they ended up, they were going for it. It was 4th and 1. Mm-hmm. If you didn't see the game, the right mm-hmm. tackle moves early. Like what did we do? You're at home. There's no reason to jump. And he moved early. And it wasn't like a Juwan Taylor trying to get set or anything. This guy was firing out. And so It's fourth and one now. It becomes fourth and six. McDaniel loses his mind. They go out there, try a field goal. They miss points. It's a minus seven right there. They left all of those points on the field. They never were able to recover from that. Now, that's a bad Miami team. But those are the type of penalties that you can't have. Those stupid pre-snap penalties that eliminate those big plays. Because I do believe there was another penalty that Miami had that eliminated a big play. Oh, it was that tripping penalty that they called when the running back fell down.
That was a bad call.
Horrible call.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was bad.
Horrible call. But it still had an impact on the game. Took Huge. Away a big play. And then they all wanted to fight that running back on the sidelines. I felt that coach is in his face and yelling and screaming. That dude better get apology letters from everybody inside that organization.
The same guy had two massive fumbles and that killed it too. Yeah. I think it was Washington had two fumbles just bad territory. But you know, to your point about, you know, not being, you know, I find that, I mean, I don't find it hard to believe with you, but like,
yeah, right.
I will always be on the side of, all right, here we go. Like, noon, I'm cool, man. I'm cooking, I'm sipping, I'm chilling. And then about 3 o'clock, it's all right. There's that bell. Here we go. We're getting there. And then, you know, hopefully that changes because, again, like, I am nervous about this game because this is one of those games I've said all week. Like, you could put it on paper and it looks like the Chiefs win in, you know, 10-plus point fashion. But at the end of the game, you're like, damn, that was really close.
Yeah,
that
and
was
it probably not the will be. You know, yeah.
Like, that was not the game I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I agree with this text from the 636. If the Chiefs had a full offensive line, I'd feel much more confident. That sure. is one of the few... Like, if you talk about position units, the Bills are very strong, and that D-line is pretty good.
So yeah, but they've lost their biggest piece, too.
Ed Oliver's a massive piece.
It's a huge loss for them right now.
Which I think that's a wash. You lose Trey Smith, they lose Ed Oliver, no excuse.
But Caliendo's been good filling in, right? And Jalen Moore's been really good, except for that first drive. I wouldn't concern my... I think you're borrowing trouble with the offensive line right now. I do. I think that, like, that's just... You're looking for something at that point
but
in time.
But it is not your starting offensive
line. No, it's not. You're absolutely right about that. And maybe Trey plays this weekend. I don't know. We'll see what happens on game day. You know, with the back, he was, you know, limited in practice the other day and whatnot. So, you know, we'll see. And they may want to give him that entire, you know, week off and then have next week off as well and then get back and ready to go. But... you know, that does not bother me right now. I just think because they're so good at those skill position players and they're so good from the coaching that if there is an issue on the offensive line, I think we have the weapons now and the coaching to coach ourselves around if that offensive line may be getting taken advantage of a little
bit. And the weapons to kind
That's
of,
what I'm saying, the
yeah,
weapons.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree. 816 says, Herbert and Lawrence ran against us. Worried about Allen doing the same. What do you think?
Well, we got Mike Pinnell now. We didn't have Mike Pinnell with Herbert and Lawrence.
I think the legs are always worried.
Yeah, it's always, yeah.
Anytime it's third and three, I'm like, well, that's a first down. That's just my attitude because I just know every time that they're going to run with Josh Allen or he's going to do the RPO and stretch out to the left side and get 3 yards. Like, that worries me. Lamar ran against you while he was healthy. Lawrence, Herbert, like they all did. I mean, Mariota was able to kind of dictate what he wanted to do. What do they excel on early in the game? The misdirection. I'm going to tell you right now, until you're blue in the ass, you're going to see them run misdirections, RPOs to James Cook the entire first half until they figure it out. And I do believe Spags will figure that out.
Yeah, of course. And that's the other thing. It may take a little bit, and it may take a first quarter or something like that. And that's why, you know, we're back to the days where the Chiefs fan is now panicking in the first quarter that this thing is over. And, oh, my God, I'm like, guys, this is 2019 all over again. You know Patrick's going to go out there and just outscore them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about a 10-0 deficit in the first quarter and panicking and all this kind of stuff. They know how to come back. Like, I am more in on this team and belief in this team maybe than I've ever been on any of these teams that this organization has had in this generation. And we've won 3 Super Bowls and been to 5. And we're sitting at 5-3 right now. And I have more confidence in this team maybe than I've had in any other team just by watching them play over the last, I don't know, 5 weeks of this season.
This comes from the text line as well from the 816. Not really worried about the game per se since Buffalo has beaten us in the regular season before yet. It hasn't mattered in the end, but it will be close. I would bet on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one text. I'll read one before we go to
break.
Is
it still 1.5 favor of the Chiefs? Like the line hasn't moved?
I don't think it's
right.
Moved.
Yeah. Means they're getting money on both sides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're making money no matter what. Yeah.
Somebody says, I think I'll be on the edge of my seat, but not as much as in the past. I think it's a combination of the Chiefs playing well in all three areas, but also that the Bills are struggling a little bit more this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll talk to the voice of the Chiefs on the other side. Gear up, get focused. It's Mitch Holtis on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I got a blue ass.
This is voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
A minute 35 to go in the game, Chiefs lead 32-29. Long count. Chiefs are going to throw it. They throw it in the left. Flat cut. It's Samaje Perine at the 30. First down. And up the left sideline. I love you, Samaje Perine. I remember when Brett Veach told me they picked him up. It's a gain of 18 yards. I poured water on my head. A great pickup by Brett Veach to get Samaje Perine. And the Kansas City Chiefs are going to pull this off. Perine comes up big on a 17-yard completion.
Now, I'm not a fool. Well, I am. But, Mitch, you did not sound focused there. But you didn't really have to be because they were clinching their way to the Super Bowl there with one Samaje Perine as you dumped water on your dome.
When Brett Veach said, we got Samaje Perine, I went nuts. And then I also was in sackcloth and ashes when I found out he was going to be a Bengal again. So it's you know, it's the way the NFL is. It's ups and downs. And Bob, is he focused? Is Dusty focused for this one or not?
Well, he's got his Surfside costume on today for Halloween, so I would say maybe he's focused for this. But I think he's more focused than I am, Mitch, because I'm kind of feeling and I'm kind of going into this one. I'm going, we're the Chiefs again. I feel confident. Nobody's going to beat us. And Dusty's trying to keep me a little bit more on edge tonight. Today.
Well, that's a switch of roles. And then there's Mac Morey, the genius of our time. Don't be fooled by the, like, crazy hair and the mad scientist look. You know, I get to be around Mahomes. People go, yeah, you're around Mahomes and Kelsey all the time. I'm around Babe Ruth and Luke Gehrig. You guys are around Mac Morey all the time.
Yeah, I know. You win.
Hey, by the way, Mitch, Mac cut off those beautiful locks.
It's a little shorter, Mitch.
He did. I haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
He went completely, all right, yeah. Well. That's because Vandy's better than Tennessee right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. Man. Exactly, Mitch. No, you're 100%.
Go Vandy, show your gold.
That's right. I told him at the beginning of the year, Vandy's going to own Nashville, and he told me I was wrong. Who's owning Nashville right now other than bachelorette parties? It's Vandy.
I think bachelorette parties are still number one, and Vandy's number two, but yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to lose focus.
Yeah, don't lose focus. And Mac's the only guy that'll go dressed up tonight as Phillies Karen and steal kids' candy and their baseballs. That's the only thing.
Boy, he went from loving you to hating you in about 3 seconds.
What the hell, Mitch?
Do you realize who's going to show up now dressed as Phillies Karen and just steal candy and baseballs and memorabilia?
That's somebody's Spectre's job.
Yeah, I can see him. Spectre can be dressed up as Phillies Karen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch, real quickly, we're talking to Mitch Holthus here on Fesco and Dusty 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by GEHA and Silverstein Eye Centers. GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, your boy, Mac Morey, said that Rashee Rice may go down as Brett Veach's best draft pick of all time. What say you, Mr. Holthus?
I'm not going to disagree with that right now. He is what he's doing, how he's doing it, meaning Rashee Rice, and the touches he's getting. Honestly, if you look at the first 2 weeks, and this is numerical, only Puka Nacua and Ja'Marr Chase have had a better 2 weeks than Rashee Rice, and he's just getting started. But I ask him about it. I ask Rashee because he knows that what he does makes everybody else better. But everybody else's skill set opens doors for him.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just 1 second, Mitch, as we continue to put that in. But I've kind of come up with a new position for him, and I don't know what it is because he's more than a wide receiver. He's like a running back. He's a wide receiver combo. He's like, I don't even want to use the term hybrid, but like they can utilize him in so many different ways. And I think my favorite play of the whole game was the lateral to him right at the line of scrimmage. He catches it and runs, get the ball in his hands right away.
Oh, we ran the wing tee option to him. He ran the wildcat direct snap. Look at his three touchdowns. Like his three touchdowns are Exhibit A of this discussion. because his three touchdowns were, one, a flip pass, essentially an end around, right? Mm-hmm. Then two, was a single side away from the trips. He's single side in the red zone, and he bowls over the – he's just too powerful for the corner. And then the third one is like that slice route. It's not an exact crosser, and it's not an over route. It's like at a 45-degree angle, but he slices across the defense, three different routes, three different nightmare coverages, and three touchdowns. And there's a lot more coming. I talked with Coach Reed about it yesterday, and he goes, you know, if he keeps doing this, people are going to try to take him out and double him or shade him. Well, how are you going to do that? Because were these going to go free? Mm-hmm. Or Tyquan Thornton or Kels or Breshard Smith? I mean, I'm with you, Bob. This is fun. This is as much as I look forward to going to Buffalo as I've ever been. And I've been there like 400 times in the last 10 years, it seems like.
Yeah.
And Mitch, this is that audio you were talking about how others help Rashee Rice.
They do a lot. They contribute everywhere. It's not really a moment on the field where you can kind of point out a specific receiver and know what they're going to do. I feel like that's probably our best trade as a wide receiver group. We kind of run adverse, and we can probably play any position on the field.
What about having more responsibility and lining up 1,000 different places?
I love having a lot of responsibility. I look forward to working to be the best receiver in the league, and if that takes me, you know, taking as many plays as I can on the field, even if it's blocking, just to be able to be involved, and that's what it's going to take.
Sounds like a guy who's all in, Mr. Holtis.
Oh, he's all in, and he's the happiest human on earth, second happiest, right behind Mike Pinnell. Because Mike Pinnell is back, and he's happy.
Yeah.
Talked to him yesterday, and he's ecstatic. But Bob's right. We can't put a WR by Rashee and say that's what he is. The only thing I know that's close would be the 2021 version of Deebo Samuel as a 49er. And because he'll be a running back, he's a slot, he's a wing, he's a wildcat quarterback, he's all of that. And it's so, so awesome to have that at your disposal, because it just wrecks defensive coordinators' plans. If you've got to account for him all over the place and you have all this other stuff to account for, just try to get a nap if you're a defensive coordinator, because you're not going to sleep well.
Yeah. Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, with us here on 96.5 The Fan. And, you know, the Bills' approach to this game now and games now seems maybe a little bit different than kind of what we're used to right now. It seems like it's the Josh Allen show and not much else out there.
Well, James Cook's been a beast.
Yep.
But here's what, and Bob, we talk about the NFL pundits. I can't believe this has not been a narrative yet. If this was us, this would, like, take documentaries or whole shows. The Bills have changed, in my opinion, dramatically the way they're playing. You guys realize nobody runs it more than the Buffalo Bills. They run it 51% of the time.
Wow.
They have become the Eagles. They've become even more like the Ravens, let's say, in the fact that they're just going to run it. And their offensive line has been great. Here's one of your stats of the morning. Cook last week had 216 yards against Carolina on less than 20 carries. It's only happened three other times in the history of the NFL, including Bo Jackson in 1987. But the stat, to me, that got my attention was the fact that in James Cook's runs, he had 141 yards of his 216 before he was touched.
Wow.
This is a really good Buffalo offensive line. Same cast of characters. They're just better. But what Buffalo's doing is run, RPO. Allen keeps it. Oh, I'll throw to Shakir. And then but that's what we're going to do. They own time of possession, averaging in seven games, 33 minutes and 15 seconds, by far leads the league. Chiefs are playing Army this week. You've got to somehow get them off the field. They're going to try to have the ball the whole day. No one's talking about that. Here's the other thing they're not talking about. Guess who's last in passer rating in passes of 20 yards or more?
Josh Allen,
dead last in the league, dead last. His rating is like 28. There's a stat there that if he would have had, he's had 18 incompletions, 9 completions, and 3 interceptions.
Wow.
There is a stat there that if he would have all incompletions on these 20-plus throws, then he'd have a higher passer rating than he has now. He's looked uncomfortable. When he's tried to throw the ball deep, they don't have the same receiving core. This isn't, you know, you're not looking at receivers in their prime. They re-signed Gabe Davis. Okay, he had 1,000 yards on us one day.
Yeah.
But you're looking at, you know, they're just, this is different. They're way different, and nobody's talking about it. We're playing Army or Air Force this week.
Mitch, in the wonderful month of October, the guy that wears number 15 on his jersey has 10 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and he's passed for 250 yards in every single game in this month. Is this just where he thrives?
This is his month, Dusty. Of all the months and all the glory that Patrick Mahomes has had, November has been his best month. I did my Minute with Mitch kind of thesis on it this week. 21-4 in November. If you look at the Bills games, he's 1-4 in the regular season, 4-0 in the playoffs. He's 10-7 touchdowns over INT in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's 9-0.
Wow.
When he's not, when there's no turnovers and he's, and 2 of his 4 picks have been drops, right? We've seen Kelce drop 2 of them. The cat's on fire, and now he's going into his best month. You'll need it, because look at this. I call it the November to remember, and you're playing elite offensive lines. But this has been Pat's month. The 11th month is his month throughout his career.
Yeah, and obviously we're starting that month now. The first 2 months of the season are gone, and it's kind of separation now for the rest of the way, the final 2 months of this NFL season. So as we get closer and closer to that final month or final 2 months of the year, we got the trade deadline kind of mixed in. You know, Tuesday's going to be that day. Do you think the Chiefs are going to be active, and by active I mean doing something, or do you think it's going to be kind of a quiet trade deadline? I feel like Monday is going to be like a blitz out there from all the teams finally admitting that they're done, waving the white flag, and allowing moves to be made. How do you feel about it?
I feel the same. Now, if something does not happen, do not take that as, oh, they weren't trying to get something done.
Right.
Keep in mind, we're probably the least popular trade partner of any team in the league. And so it's got to be just right, just right, just right. But Brett Veach is, he always is, man. He is, he's coming off his 300th game. He's churning and burning. But just realize, people think, well, they didn't do anything. Now, that didn't mean they didn't try.
Right.
It's going to have to be a perfect storm for something to happen.
And you're right about that. Like, if you're another team in the NFL, why do you want to give something to the Chiefs to kind of make them better? You know, Buffalo has kind of shown us the blueprint that when you trade with the Chiefs, it doesn't go all that well for you.
Well, they're pretty much done doing that, I think. I think they've been bludgeoned by that so much that they set up this run for us. Thank you, Buffalo. And ironically, Pat's beaten Josh Allen 4 times in the playoffs. No other quarterback in the history of the league has beaten another quarterback 4 times in the playoffs.
Wow.
But that's all been set up by these Bills deals. Yep, never happened. But Pat's done it to Josh Allen, and I respect Josh Allen a lot. But no AFC team's going to do it, or very few. Maybe we coerce somebody into doing it. It's going to probably be an NFC team. Getting Pinnell back's big, no pun intended, just because we need a snap eater. This is like an innings eater in baseball, and you're going up against these elite offensive lines. The next 4 games are 4 really good, if not great, offensive lines, and you better have fresh troops or you're going to get run over, especially this team that wants to run at you. But that's good to get Pinnell, but I still sense that Brett Veach is going to keep churning and burning it and try to figure something out and make a trade.
Why did we get rid of Pinnell at the beginning of the year?
That gets complicated. And I don't have an exact answer for that, so I don't want to speculate. I think I have an idea, but I don't want to speculate. That'd be a question for Beach or Pinnell, but the thing that gets me is I wanted to seek out Mike. Like, because he's so popular, you know how much Stone Cold loves him. But Mike is so thrilled to be back, and he's thrilled because he knows his role and he knows this defense, and he knows he can give us 25 good snaps, which we're going to need, especially in this month of November. And so, good 2-gap player. He's not trying to get stats or get out of his realm to go try to chase a sack or pressure. So it's good to have him back. But everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Nobody's grousing right now.
Mitch, you bring up, you know, Mahomes versus Allen and all those sort of things. But this is kind of one of those games where I feel like if it is, you know, a game in which the Chiefs continue to carry this burden of we're going to put up 30, we're only going to give up 20, and we're going to win by 10. If they can do that to Buffalo, what does that say about Sean McDermott?
Well, here's the other stat. Coach Reed's the only guy to beat another coach four times in the playoffs. He's the only one. You can go down the line, but Andy Reid 4, his former assistant 0, is that's an NFL record in the playoffs. Okay. Now, there was a report, and I don't know how much to put in this. This is like the reports that had our locker room at like F-minus or whatever. NFL PA puts out these reports, but it was they had McDermott listed as the 27th ranked head coach by the players. So I don't know. It's just I think there's a little pressure there. And guess who's added the pressure? The New England Patriots are back. Oh, and it's Mike Vrabel. And everybody loves Mike. He's the drill sergeant. He's kind of Bob Knight in his prime where every press conference he's going to light up some reporter and it's on your timeline or your phone and ha, 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 and here's Vrabel. Well, here's ha, 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 and Vrabel in first place in the NFC East. We're looking up at the Broncos. Bills are looking up at the Patriots. That changes some of the dynamics in this game, but especially I think for Sean McDermott because it's just a matter of it feels like he's fighting some negative ions or negative inertia or magnetism, and he needs some wins. And here's another one, boys. How much do we really know about this year's Bills?
Right.
I don't think anybody's brought this up for the national pundits. Their 5 wins, their teams that they've beaten are 10-29. Their strength of victory is the second worst in the league, only to your Dallas Cowboys at like 6-29 or something. But 10-29, their best win is Carolina. So they got to prove there's just more pressure on the Bills. Now there's pressure on us. A fourth loss gets even tougher. But the fact that Buffalo's coming into this game with almost like a playoff kind of pressure on them.
Yep.
And that's very real.
Yeah, I do. I do feel like there's more pressure for whatever reason on Buffalo this week, Mitch.
I know. Well, and here's the thing. When you're playing Army or Air Force, the best thing you can do, it's why K-State lost to Army, they didn't get ahead by 2 or 3 scores.
Right.
You get ahead of 2 scores on them, psychologically, it's like the Chiefs getting the field goal from Harrison Butker against the Ravens in the 23 AFC Championship game. That's the first time the Ravens had trailed by 10 points all year. So what do? They freak out and start throwing the ball in the third quarter. Chiefs win and go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. If you get ahead of the Bills, the Chiefs' offense can actually put some real in-game pressure, not just on the Bills' defense, but on the Bills' offense.
Mitch, am I okay to be a little less more worried about this game than I have been in the past?
You know, I'm the middle child. Are you a middle child, Dusty?
I am.
So we're warriors. We're the warriors. We want everybody to be happy. We want to fix it. And usually I'm a warrior. I'm more like Bob this week. I'm going in with a flamethrower in that place. Like, let's go.
Hell yes.
Val Kilmer and what's his name on Tombstone, you know?
Kurt Russell.
Hey, here we come, and Heck's coming with us.
All right.
So we're chasing down the younger gang of the boys that killed our brother. Like, we're coming after him. We're coming after these dudes. That's the way I feel.
I do, too.
Brother.
I'm ready to roll.
Hey, have a good one. Enjoy Orchard Park for one last time. Yeah, this is it, man. This is the last time you'll be there. Is that any sort of surrealness there for you?
No. That's why I said I'm taking the flamethrower.
Yeah.
But they're building their I'll help them. You guys want a demo? Here we go. I got a wrecking ball. Look at this. I got it on the plane.
Yeah.
I brought my own wrecking ball. So, but they're putting the new stadium in the exact spot of the old stadium. It's right there.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you get, it could be 75 in downtown Buffalo and 15 feet of snow at Orchard Park.
That's crazy.
You get lake. It's so crazy. You get like 2 Great Lakes bearing down on you, not just one. So anyway, I guess it must be a tax break or something.
All right. Well, stay out of Niagara Falls. Don't try to go over that thing in a barrel. It doesn't work. Okay.
Okay. That's a myth. All right. I thought I was going to try it. But
yeah. Send Kling first. Get him tested out and see what happens.
Yeah, Kling. Hey, hey, Mikey. Try this. Once you get in the barrel and see if this works,
yeah, Mikey likes it.
You'll end up in. Mikey likes it. But, ladies and gentlemen, all of you listening, if someone comes to your door tonight dressed like Philly's Karen, that's Mac Morey.
And on that note, Mitch, happy Halloween. Enjoy the call on Sunday. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Give me my baseball back.
Good. Keep that one for the rest of the year. That is Mitch Holtis, brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, incorporated also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best version of, or treat your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. A lot to kind of dive into there. Mitch is very confident, but coming up next, it's Mac Morey, a.k.a. Karen from Philadelphia, with one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Give me my baseball back.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holtis every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending hear your blues. Here's traffic, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Missouri side, 71 northbound, a little slow from 87th up to Gregory. Gets heavier past 63rd Street, but once you get up towards 55th, moving better. Heading out of the Grandview Triangle, 435 westbound, briefly slow, but things moving well for the most part. Kansas side, 635 southbound, slow rolling from Shawnee Drive to I-35. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday flew by this week, but yesterday and today, they're going slower. I'm ready to get to Sunday, which, of course, you can catch all the action right here Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. with me, Fantasy Football Sunday, straight into Binkley, straight into Josh Briscoe right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Chiefs.
How could you say it's going slow? We just had Mitch say he agrees with everything I've ever said in my entire life and called you Karen from Philly. I mean, like that, Mitch.
Bob can take the day. He's spent.
Yeah, Mitch excited. We'll definitely play some more of that audio if you missed it, of course, also on the podcast.
Is it bad that Mitch and I are now on the same wavelength?
Yes.
I think we've kind of always been, you know?
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, he usually runs confident. But he's extra confident this Sunday, uh-huh, which made me excited.
Yeah, should make you excited.
Well, and it feels like he has a really good kind of vibe, pulse.
Oh,
on what
he
the
knows
team's
what's
feeling.
Going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's why we love getting Mitch Holtis on right here every Friday at 7:20. Big Red Friday. One word on Chiefs Bills this weekend.
Fun. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm ready for this game. I'm juiced for this game. For
I know that I'm
game,
hard.
Like, I'm ready for this game to be on my television set, right? Let's go.
Ecstatic is the word I use every year. I'm ready for it. Like Bob said, I love this game. It's fun. It's energetic. It's everything you think it will be, and then it's not. Get me to 325. Actually, just get me to, like, the witching hour on Sunday, and then I'm ramped up, ready to go.
The anxiety will start about 2. I'll start pacing, you know.
But these games don't get you nervous.
It will a little bit on Sunday. Okay. Yeah, it will. Okay. It's not nervous. It's more of like, let's get me to the end so I can put 6-3 on my scorecard. And the reason I think I'm more nervous, maybe, and this is like child Bob, I want them to win so bad to give the Nationals a nice big poop burger to eat. I really do. Like, it's spiteful for me to see all these idiots in the national media. Oh, how about the Chiefs? 6-3, pal. Sit back down, Carton.
Oh, yeah, they're already crawling back. They'll claim they've been like this from the beginning. We've got the clips. Don't worry. We've got the receipts. One word on World Series Game 6 tonight back in Toronto. Blue Jays could win it all. They're up 3-2.
This one could be electric, and that's the word that I'm using. That's a town that hasn't won a championship since the early 90s. And don't forget, like, the Maple Leafs have not won a Stanley Cup up there in, like, 50 years. They did win that basketball championship, but nobody cares about that. This is going to be major if Toronto pulls this off, and Vladimir Guerrero will now be, if they pull this off, probably the new face of baseball because of the way that he's been playing. Toronto wins tonight. He's the MVP. I don't think they are, but we're going to a game 7, guys.
Yeah, my one word would be Dodgers, just so we can get a game seven. I have no skin in this game. I have no blood in the fight. I just want to see a game seven. It's always awesome. Plus, that's a Saturday night event that then leads you into what could be a good Sunday for football, which would probably will be a good Sunday. You go from college football to a game seven on a Saturday with no plans. Sign me up.
Jody Fortson wants to be signed back up in the NFL. Fortson tore his ACL and MCL last year. He is now cleared to play. One word on Jody Fortson.
X, which means X. That's where he's popular, on X. Social media wants Jody Fortson back. Hey, we got Mike Pinnell. Maybe Jody Fortson is the guy. We don't need Jody Fortson, but, you know, X. That's where he got very popular yesterday when fans saw that.
My one word is Tonyan. He took that role.
That's right.
That's his spot now. So it's fun. Former friend alert will be the next tweet we see of Jody Fortson when he signs with the Miami Dolphins.
That's
who
right.
Need a tight end.
Because they lost the guy that retired and came out of retirement. Waller.
One
he
word
was
on
great.
Yeah, he was. One word on Steve Smith Sr. absolutely roasting Keon Coleman. Quote, "You can't teach a dog how to bark. You either got it or you don't." Said he can't get separation. He can't get open. Josh Allen looks his way but doesn't throw it because he doesn't have that separation. One word.
I'm going to say harsh is the word that I use. You don't normally see player-on-player crime like that. Really don't see it to that level. But I love the fact that Steve Smith is speaking his mind and saying, you know, what's going on and what he sees. That's why he's paid. As a former player, they hire analysts to tell you what's going on, not sit there and ball wash the NFL. And I like the fact that Steve Smith is like, look, this guy's got to do a better job. He's calling him out. And if you're Keon Coleman, you don't put eyeballs up or laughter emojis like he did yesterday or whatever it is. You listen to that and you go, is he right? Let me take a look at myself. Am I doing what he's saying? And if I am, maybe I can improve on that. You need to use that as a way to improve more than anything.
Yeah. I would say scary. I don't like when other guys call out other guys. We saw him do this to Jerry Jeudy, and then Jerry Jeudy had himself quite the game against the Chiefs, I believe it was, when he was with Denver. But again, like, hey, man, that's Hall of Famer Steve Smith. That's a legendary wide receiver in the game, and he sees things differently than we do. And if he's calling you out, man, that means everybody sees it, not just Steve Smith.
Like when he said he liked my shirt. Everyone liked my shirt.
That's right.
He just said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. What shirt was that you were wearing that day?
Super Bowl. It's like a stripe. It's a black shirt with like neon stripes.
Yeah.
Not neon, but like
colorful.
Yeah.
Okay. That is stylish. Disney and YouTube TV not reaching a deal. YouTube TV going to pull ESPN networks off their platform as Disney and Google failed to reach a deal. One word there.
Box.
Got that box.
Get the box. I'm over people complaining about these cable disputes. You know it's going to happen. Every one of them disputes with somebody. The only reason we know about these are because they're sports related. Like, if they were bickering with the Home Garden Network, nobody would care.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Nobody would know. So,
box.
Yeah, I'd say normalcy. We've done this before with YouTube. We see the outlandish cries on the internet, and then somebody buckles. You'll have your YouTube and ESPN by the end of the day today. That's my guess, that Disney and YouTube will be like, all right, we've shown that we hate each other, but we can't live without each other. You can't live with them, can't live without them. Without them. That's my marriage.
Can't live with them, can't live without them.
And our prices are now
That's
increased.
Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. Our boss, the inspector, Steven Spector, man.
Steven Orlowski.
He's like
Steven Ordumsky.
Yeah, he's like that role player off the bench. He just makes the most of his minutes, man. He got 41 seconds here, and he made the most of it. Here's a take that was played on the drive yesterday with CDOT on Spector's take on Buffalo wings. Let's listen.
All right, it's Buffalo week. It's Bills week, so I'm going to go sweet Thai chili 1, lemon pepper 2, and I'll go Buffalo number 3, but that's not why you have me recording today. I would say 8 out of 10 times at the restaurant, I am going to order boneless wings over bone-in. I'm okay with bone-in wings as an appetizer, but it's not an entree. There's a lot of work involved with eating the wings. It's messy, and the amount of meat per bite is just not worth it to me. I think people say they like bone-in wings more than they do because of the setting that they're in. It's football, you're at a bar, whatever. But the actual food, if you put it in a vacuum, bone-in wings are incredibly overrated.
There it is. Not enough meat in the bite.
I mean, Boneless wings are nuggets. We know
100%.
That.
Yes.
They are delicious.
Yeah.
They are a fun option. They're not the number one option. They shouldn't be ordered 8 out of 10 times. They should be ordered 2 out of 10 times. Hey, you guys want to get some boneless wings real quick? They sound good. All right. More often than not, I'm getting bone-in wings. I know what I'm getting myself into. If I leave this station at 4:30 in the afternoon, I know I'm getting into rush hour. I'm not going to take side roads all the way home. It's not going to cut off that much time. If I'm going to go to a restaurant and it's wing-oriented, if I'm going to go to the Peanut, I'm not going to be like, do you guys have any, can I get the BLT? Which is very good there.
Oh, it's amazing.
I shall say that.
Yeah.
It's a very good BLT.
It's the best in the city.
Oh, I mean, it's nuts. It's really good.
Yeah, it's the best.
Especially if you
city,
put like some blue cheese on it as well.
Hell yeah.
Now you're loading up those arteries. Then you're going to finish it off with that peanut butter cake.
I don't eat desserts. But yeah, like I would 100% say, you know what you're getting yourself into. It's a one word, bad take on Steven Spector.
Well, it's just, it's wrong. And I'll be honest with you. If they didn't call them boneless wings, I'd be more apt to order them. Call them adult chicken nuggets, man.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what you should put on your menu. Adult chicken nuggets. Call them the ACNs, man, and offer them in different flavors. Because adults, we like being kids. We like that nostalgia type thing. You start serving adult chicken nuggets, we're all probably in. But somebody in their infinite wisdom decided to call them boneless wings. They are not wings. They are processed chicken in a thing, and they fry them, and that's it. They're good. They're fine. They're adult chicken nuggets. They're not even in the same damn category as wings.
Somebody says, Spec sounds like a guy that has too much money. LOL. Spec is crazy. Boneless wings are just a bunch of breading and sauce. I'll take bone-in wings 10 out of 10 times for appetizer, dinner, and dessert.
Yeah.
And then somebody says from the 816, does Spec eat wings in the baby high seat chair?
Can I ask a really random question here?
Why not?
You said he'd take the wings for dessert, okay? Bear with me for a second. Could we do like a Nutella wing sauce? Does that sound good?
No.
Like what about a chocolate wing? A peanut butter and jelly wing I have had, and it was delightful.
It was good.
You could do like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch wing where you could like put like cinnamon and sugar down on like a dry rub and like mix it into that and serve it. I don't know if that would tickle your fancy.
I mean, I'm talking like the flavors meld with the chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're
not
doing buffalo sauce on the chicken. You got the raw wing. You make a dessert wing. How are we making a dessert wing? My God, the stuff we're talking about. But seriously, how do we make a dessert wing? It, like the first thing I think of is like melted Nutella, tossed it in that. Maybe a melted peanut butter drizzle, kind of over the top. Maybe it's a chocolate ganache. Maybe it's I don't know. I'm like, does anybody serve a dessert wing? Did I just invent something that I can now retire on? The dessert wing.
Maybe.
Drive around in a white truck ringing a bell selling the dessert wing?
My God.
Fruit Loops, maybe you roll it in? Like fluff and Fruit Loop, you know, like crumbs or I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Jazzy B's in Lee Summit has a chocolate strawberry wing.
There you go.
There it is.
Jazzy B's is good.
Solid.
I did a Food Network show with them about 10 years ago. It was awesome.
You got to get the crab balls.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, they're money, dude. By the way, Paige Smoranek, 38 minutes ago, tweeted her Halloween costume. She is Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Max, like, who's Jessica Rabbit?
Oh, my
Probably
God.
The hottest cartoon character of all time. We've gone down
Jessica
that
Rabbit.
Road before. Jessica Rabbit, Betty Boop, and I think Janice from The Muppets would be so much fun.
Mm. Good God.
Betty Boop's a great one.
Which one is Janice? You find Janice, yeah. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll hang with Janice.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Janice Lord. Knows where everything is. Janice is, yeah, she likes Captain Cheefer, if you know what I mean. Mm. Hey, everybody! Janice, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm into rabbit stew.
I told you to get rabbit.
I think I found mine. Coming up here on the other side, we get into the script on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.